Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your old Florida Whipcracker from Gainesville, Florida. We're so proud to see so many bright faces out with us tonight. As you know, the Florida Whipcrackers is an old established rule of Florida. We're proud to know that we're among the great industry in the world. We're going to deliver to you tonight a little discourse on where these whips come from. Later on, you will see them demonstrated. First, I guess you would like to know how I become interested in the Spanish Drover whip. It is just a hobby. I'm not professional. It's just a hobby. I started when I was about 8 years old being interested in whips. I learned to braid whips from my father, which didn't want me to follow the trade. Is that about the 10 seconds? The history of these whips date way back, when the Spanish first came to Florida to make settlement. The Spanish Drover whip was introduced into Florida in 1559. Trisdan de Lunas was sent to Florida by the King of Spain to make settlement. He ran into difficulties, his food gave out, and at that time Spain owned Mexico. And they shipped a drove of cattle and horses from Mexico and unloaded at what is now known as Tampa Bay. They drove these cattle north, hoping to overtake De Lunas, but he had got wounded and was sent back to Mexico to recover. They never did overtake him, so they just wandered around, and that is what become known as the Florida Whipcrackers, the drovemans of the herd. And as today, we still go the name of the Florida Crackers, and the title of the Florida Whipcrackers was derived from the men driving the herds with these long Spanish whips. I guess you would like to know something about the construction of these whips. At the time they were introduced into Florida, they were from a length from 20 to 25 feet long, which have been in time shortened. They now on an average to 12 to 14 feet. I think it is wonderful that the history of these whips still hold good. We appreciate the heritage of the name, the Florida Whipcrackers, and it's true that we are known as the Florida Whipcrackers. I have with me tonight three different style whips. One, the Spanish Drover whip. Second, a Babylonian whip which dates back several hundred years B.C. I do not have the exact date that this whip was introduced into Florida, which I hope to acquire sometime soon. Third, I have a short Australian-style whip, which is short and small in construction. It is used at close range and in rugged terrain. It was introduced into Florida in the early 1800s. I guess you want to know how the Florida Whipcrackers was arrived. It was arrived from the Spanish, naturally, as I told you earlier, but the cracker is not the little slash on the end of the whip. The man at the handle, or the staff of the whip, is the cracker. The little slash at the end is only more or less to absorb the recoil of the whip when you pull it back to keep from breaking it. Ladies and gentlemen, after this show, there will be a presentation made to the Florida Stephen Foster Memorial. I'm going to donate two whips, one of the Spanish Drover whip, which is 102 years old. It was braided by a colored slave at Americus, Georgia in 1859. The other is the Babylonian whip, which dates back several hundred years B.C. I hope to, in near future, to furnish them with the exact date that it was produced into Florida. This is your old Florida Whipcracker from Gainesville, Florida, 2103 Williston Road, Gainesville, Florida. Thank you very much. This is your old Florida Whipcracker from Gainesville, Florida, Claude Shepherd, 2103 Williston Road, Gainesville, Florida. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight after this show, there'll be a presentation made to the Stephen Foster Memorial of two whips. First, the Spanish drover whip, which dates back to 1859. It was braided by a colored slave at Americus, Georgia. His name was Richmond Dial. The next second will be a Babylonian whip, which dates back several hundred years before Christ. The whip is a replica. I braided it myself, and the staff on the Spanish drover whip, I carved it with a knife myself. It was carved by your old Florida whip cracker, Claude Shepherd.